The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed them with oil, many who were sick, and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. In a few moments, when we shift from the liturgy of the Word to the liturgy of the Eucharist, we're going to be using the most ancient form of the Eucharistic prayer. It's the longer version, and it's called the Roman Canon. And what marks this Eucharistic prayer, as unique from all the other prayers that we get to choose from, is that you'll hear a list of names. And one of the names you will hear is the saint that we remember today, Saint Agatha. Agatha was a young lady, probably 19, maybe 20, martyred on this day in the year 251 under the Emperor Decius. And the reason why this prayer is so ancient, notice the instinct of the early church. They started writing down the names of their fellow Christians who had lived the faith to its fullest by enduring tremendous torture, pressure, and were faithful to the bitter end and offered their lives willingly to Jesus. And Agatha was one of those inspirational figures in the early church, that her name was so powerful that they wrote it down in the very Eucharistic prayer which our Lord will use at the Mass. Why did the Romans do this? You see, one thing about the ancient Romans is that they loved valor. They loved discipline. And one of the ancient Romans which made their legion so utterly successful on the battlefield is that the Romans never gave up. They could, no matter how many times they would be defeated, for example, in the early centuries when Rome was battling Carthage and the general Hannibal, in one single battle, in the Battle of Cannae, 50,000 legionaries were killed. One battle, 50,000 people, soldiers, died. Did the Romans give up? No. They returned to fight another day and defeated Hannibal. It's the quality that the Romans admired. And when Christianity started to rise and they saw the martyrs, oh, fire was lit under them to live their Catholic faith more intensely. Hence why the names shortly. Which leads to another question. Why are we hated so much as Christians? Why do people hate us? You see, for the Romans, whenever they would conquer a new land, they would adopt the gods of the people they conquered. But when Christianity started rising, one of the things which irritated the pagans was that we refused to offer incense to their fake gods. We refused to honor incense to the image of the emperor. Why? Because we insisted. There is one God. And there is no power above him. See, now there is why people begin to hate us. It's because we insist God is more powerful and we must serve him. Agatha was a committed virgin, meaning she had given her sexuality, her life, her body, her entirety to Jesus Christ. And people hated that. Our Lord here in the Gospel today gives the authority to cast out demons from people. Demons hate a practicing Christian. Why? Because we insist that Jesus is Lord. Which person do demons hate the most? And you ask any exorcist this question, and they will hands down point. The Blessed Virgin Mary. They hate her with all of their might, because what is a demon? A demon, they're in perpetual pridefulness. That's what Lucifer is, why they hate Christians. They're in an eternal, perpetual pride. They're insisting upon their will for all of eternity. And whenever they see a Christian submit to the authority of Jesus Christ, they seethe in anger. And no better person exemplifies the humility by which we need to follow Jesus than her. There's no pride in Mary. And that's why the demons hate her. Why the demons hate Agatha. Why the demons hate us when we're humble. Agatha lived this to the full. So listen, when you hear her name, and be inspired once more.